We're a podcast for the pair.
He's a superstar for the power. He goes long.
You just forget all about that game and push it to the side.
Yeah, it's shocking vibes the whole time.
The greatest sporting club on this earth.
Yes. Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal.
Great play from Tim Ginnivan.
Incredible bias.
I think we'll have a 20-point win.
Our man Ollie Wines is going to come out with two goals and a 35-toucher. And obviously a win by 5 goals.
A win by 5 goals?
Correct.
Nonsensical triple.
Is there anything going through your head?
Is there anything in there at all, mate?
Oh, we've
paid for you to get own tattoo. Are we taking the absolute piss?
Unequivocal nothingness.
Brendan thinks 12 clearances is an all-time record.
Quarter time finish, and I said, I'm up and out of here.
We are back.
What a time!
We are the Port Adelaide Pair.
Oh! Right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Bryce.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Blake.
We are the Port Adelaide Pair. Now, I'm not sure why Brandon's talking over me, because we have a pretty basic system here. We introduce our names, I say the Port Adelaide Pair, then we start talking about people who weren't involved.
Yeah, but I also said when Brody would usually say his name, I said, and I'm not Brody, so
you waited too long. Nah, waited too long.
Kind of.
No Brody. Fans would have been expecting the fourth
that's right.
Introduction there.
Yeah, no, but how about we stick to what we do every single episode we go
Someone's
through.
A bit touchy, boys. Someone's a bit touchy. Saying.
I mean, you butchered it last week without me there. He's You're butchering it this week with me
here. Absolutely nailed it. Absolutely nailed it last week.
Yep.
And nah, I got a good chuckle.
Yeah, well, Broads obviously isn't here. Had some teeth pulled, I believe.
Yeah, so he says. Not sure if there's any evidence to prove it, but had his wisdom teeth taken out, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Was there much wisdom there to begin with, boys?
Oh, no, he's done
no.
it.
Nah, we do love him.
That's reserved for the dad of the podcast, I would have thought, but that joke.
Yeah. I have a dog, so. No, but apparently he carries the show in terms of talking.
Yeah, he does. So, he talks a lot.
Yeah, does that mean we just have to end it here and not say any more words?
Yeah, maybe.
We could.
Nah, we won't do that. How have you been, boys? Been all right?
Yep, not too bad. Can't complain. The good thing is the loss happened so long ago that it's barely in my system anymore, you know, so I'm doing all right.
Are you boys... Better. Yeah, why is that, mate?
Well, my love for AFL is slowly dying, let me tell you that.
I was just about to say and ask, are you boys even really feeling the losses anymore?
Not, I am, because I'm feeling the loss of my enjoyment in the sport. So it's hurting. A once favourite pastime is withering away.
Yeah, but it's even that feeling's even come in some of our wins as well. I think though, you know, the highs aren't as high, lows aren't quite as low, and I got to say, this I know we're not talking about AFL in general here. I'm not interested in watching any other game in the weekend. I feel like the game's in a bit of a ruin at the moment.
I was about to ask, is it a pair related thing or is it a overall related thing there, Blake? Is it
overall. I mean, obviously, you know, when your team's not firing, you probably are slightly less interested, but I really have not been watching any neutral games this year, and it's largely to do with the way the game is officiated. I'm not having a dig at the umpires. It's the AFL who obviously tick off on all the rules, and they're obviously happy with what the umpires are doing, but I can't watch it. It's just, it's too over-officiated for my likings.
It does hit a bit harder during these bye rounds, I feel, though.
Yeah, it does
hit a bit harder.
But I used to, like, at least the Friday night game, I'd probably lock into to watch at least that, and I think I've watched maybe a half of one Friday night game this year. I don't know. That's just the vibes I'm getting.
Just you. Maybe it's a mature thing, mate. You're maturing. You've had a kid. You know, all of the above.
Yeah, maybe I'm just looking after my son instead of watching football
games.
Well,
let's let's get on to more Port-related content then and discuss...
Yeah, a bit of a downer there. Fans are probably questioning why we're listening to these guys who hate this sport and hate this team.
Well, how did Stick we feel after Stick Thursday, mate? Yeah. How did you feel? Obviously not happy, but what were the key points?
I think just you go, Blake, if you want to have your little...
I have been kind of ranting and raving here, so I'll let Bryce say something.
I could rant and rave. I just think the biggest thing is for some reason we kept kicking it forward when there was absolutely nobody in the forward half of the oval. It happened time and time again, and I don't know what was going on. I haven't seen it that bad before where we'd clearly flooded the back line so much or whatever, but gee whiz, it just was hard to watch the ball just come back from the Richmond defenders.
I mean, it kind of stood out to me that not playing Sam Hayes meant that Finlayson and Dixon weren't up there in the forward line as much as they should have been. And we leave Georgiades out, bring in Lockie Jones, but then play Lockie Jones in the Georgiades role didn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Lockie Jones playing the lead-up forward role.
Yeah, Bryce and I discussed this when we had a lovely play date on Saturday night.
This is when the pair caught up without me.
Yeah, sorry, you have a kid.
Brett Montgomery spoke, I think it was yesterday, and he was very happy with the Finlayson Dixon ruck situation, so doesn't sound like they're going to bring Hayes in anytime soon.
I think Finlayson had a pretty good game. You know,
they both did fine in the ruck. And Finlayson did have a good game, but it just meant we had no one to kick to.
It's going to be an interesting week. We'll get on to that. But anything else you lads want to touch on before we get into the votes/awards?
No.
All right. Well, let's get on to the Pairlo then. Probably a tough one this week to award, but who'd we give the one vote to, fellas?
I actually really struggled to come up with my three for some reason. I'm not sure why. No one really stuck out to me, but I digress. One vote went to Dan Houston.
Yeah, probably not, you know, by his standards, not one of his best, but he still had 26 touches.
He probably died off a bit in the second half, but I feel like he was everywhere in the first half and really kept us remotely in the game. That's where my votes went.
Yeah. And I think I echoed your thoughts, Blake, on the votes.
Seemingly.
Yeah, if it's a few weeks in a row you haven't actually made any votes, you've just, you know, I'll go with what Blake
said. Sorry, why would I reinvent the wheel when my big brother gets it so right?
Exactly right.
Goodness me. Two votes then. Who do we give that to?
Two votes... Brody and Brandon were big on this guy. I didn't notice him that much, but it was Ryan Burton.
Yeah, I think he had a pretty solid game. I mean, in terms of when you look at the ball was around that half back line a fair bit. I think we just thought that he used the ball, you know, pretty well, and I just think he was pretty solid.
Yeah, he went at 84% with 25 touches, and he's not, you know, the Tom Cleary type of kick where it's just a sideways
kick.
Like, yeah, he's not just the switch kick where he can get an easy 100%. So he was quite effective, and he looked like he was around it the whole game.
Yeah. Three votes.
Three votes went to Travi Boak.
25 touches, four tackles, six marks, 76% efficiency. Just, you know, the Travi Boak game of sorts without the goal.
The effort, you know, meter off the charts again. He always does that. So I think it's just the standard Travi Boak best on ground that I think we've, you know, known for the last 10 years.
Yeah. I think I'm glad that we didn't give votes to Amon, because I know how Brody and Brandon like to just look at stats, him being the leading disposal
coming
winner.
From the guy who didn't make his own votes.
He just... My word, that first quarter from him.
Are you dropping him?
Oh, well, you can't drop him because who's coming up?
Yeah. Well, he's yet to poll in the Pairlo this year.
Wow. That is crazy.
That's telling.
I feel like he rubbed us the wrong way with the alleged want to go to Saints.
Well, honourable mentions, I take it there were probably not many of those.
Well, I think Connor Rosie had the potential to be in the best players. If he could kick to one of our players, he would be right in there. But he chooses to slam it on the boot sideways.
Yeah, I think it was that last quarter he really stepped it up, though. It was before that I think he was struggling with his foot.
Well, shall we get on to goal of the week?
I'd like to say Toddy Marsh, just quickly. Okay. Three goals, one, six marks. I just love seeing him up the ground a bit more. Really gets into it in that center oval area.
Now can we get on to goal of the week?
Yeah, why not?
All right, goal of the week.
Goal of the week.
There was talk of Kane Farrell's very pure 55-meter left boot, but you've been overridden, Brandon. It's gone to Connor Rosie's dashing clearance 50-meter goal.
The Linford vote there really came in strong.
Absolutely.
But no, I won't dispute it. It was a cracking goal. That was definitely a kick that hit the mark, Bryce.
It did. And do you know what? When he kicked it as well, I thought, geez, I have not seen that Rosie for a little while now. It just felt like the Rosie of a couple of years ago or even last year a bit more.
Yeah, I was up and about after he kicked that.
Yeah.
I thought, here we go, boys. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, mark of the week.
Mark of the week. Now, not really one in particular. It's another one of those marks of the week type situation. It's gone to Toddy Marshall for his little one-on-one efforts. We just love him taking any remotely contested mark. It really gets us going.
It does. And we just love the man, and he can do no wrong really anymore. He had a shaky first couple of games of the season. Not anymore. He's well and truly killing it.
In a game that it kind of seemed like the ball was a bit wet, must have rained over there throughout the day or something. Other people were struggling at times, but he wasn't. So, happy with that.
Yeah. Correct.
Anything else, or we shall push that game?
I do have a little parody that I wrote.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I thought this was Brody's segment now after his strong performance last week.
He had thought of those lyrics about 10 weeks ago when we played against the Hawks, I reckon. And I disregarded them. I thought, no, not up to my standards. Although hearing it on the pair, I thought I probably should have stolen it and done that one.
They claimed it as your own.
But no, I do have something somewhat relevant at the moment. Well, sort of. I mean, I just watched Stranger Things recently.
Oh, what a show.
Now there's
who
obviously
would you be on that show? Who would you be out of the characters?
Who would you be?
Yeah. Who's Bryce most like? I reckon Bryce is Steve Harrington. He's a Steve Harrington.
I'd probably be Vecna.
Spoilers for season 4. Not really.
Can I be 11?
No. You're Will 100%. You are Will.
100% Will.
We could have an episode long about Stranger Things.
Dustin, I'll be Dustin.
Now, the thing is, it's not Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. It's a banger song. Oh. It's not that.
Great song.
It's from season 3.
Okay, yep.
I'm just going to play it, see how you...
Oh, I think I know.
Ever heard this before?
No, I don't.
You'll hear it.
This never-ending story.
Turn around. Oh, wait, hang on. That's the real words.
Oh, God.
Hang on. Let me start it again quickly. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Team just gonna... shit. That is what we see. 12th place. They're crushing all our dreams. Making mistakes everywhere, mainly the forward lines. Losses after losses is the answer to a name. story. Never ending story.
Oh, God. Very and good.
It's the never ending story of pain, really.
It really is. That sums it up. That really sums it up.
Correct. Apologies for just singing the song at the very beginning rather than the parody lyrics, but.
Well, no. Sometimes you just got to appreciate a tune when you hear the tune, you know?
Can I say, season three, not that great, but that moment in itself, very good. Absolutely classic. Loved it.
All-time classic.
Can't remember what her name was.
Maybe we get on to the more topical season four next week, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I'm kind of inclined to do a Stranger Things podcast at the moment.
Let's just revamp this whole show into Stranger Things.
All right, well, let's push that game to the side, lads. Move on to the next. Yeah. I literally have no idea who it is or when it is.
We got the Sydney Swannies at Adelaide Oval, 1:15 on a Saturday. Not a bad outcome.
Sad Darvo game.
Not sure weather-wise, but...
Yeah. I think it might be a little bit wet, but I don't think it's meant to be piddling down all day, but... what are we looking for, lads? Obviously, we're looking for a win.
I got a feeling Callum Mills is going to do us dirty.
So that's what we're looking for?
Yeah, just going to throw it out. I genuinely think he's going to have a field day. He's been playing in the back line a bit more, and I think he might tear us a new one, I think.
Maybe chuck old Willem Dafoe on there.
Yeah, but what about when he goes to the back line, Blake? That's why Mills is a little bit of a weapon.
Oh, yes. Can you not tag in the back line? Or?
Well, why would you? He's in the back line.
But he's a weapon.
What are your changes, Blake? I assume you have a couple.
Yeah, well, obviously, Dumont's going to come out. And if they continue to play Stephen Motlop, well, let's get someone else. At least Georgiades, at the very least, comes in. I think Dylan Williams had a quiet game, unfortunately. But bring Dersma in ahead of Motlop. He's been solid enough. And so is there anyone else that could come out? I'm not sure
Frederick
who else.
Frederick stays the sub?
Yeah, I like him as the sub role.
Yeah.
If they're not going to give Hayes a run, because, I don't know, maybe they don't think he has a tank or something we don't know, let's get this Tickle.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. He looked pretty crafty around the ground. He kicked a nice goal. It was the first goal of the game, actually, so it was a way to work in with the club. But, interesting to see what happens there.
What about just throwing one possibility out there? What are our thoughts on giving old mate Robbie Gray a little bit of a spell?
What's but, the yeah. benefit that you see from doing that?
Just to freshen him up, avoid having an old man on the field not collecting a touch in the fourth quarter.
I can't quite remember his game against Richmond. Was he average? Was he okay? What did he do?
Stats man.
Yeah, I'm stats man. Oh, yeah, six touches for the whole game. No, that ain't
just,
it.
Just putting it out there.
Yeah. And he could be due for one. He's old. He's not a young buck.
Yeah. Something to consider. It's a managed situation. Not omitted, managed.
Yeah.
Anything else you lads want to, predict?
I think this is a classic game that Port's going to win. Just to give almost that glimmer of hope that's not really actually there. I feel like we're just going to do that. And then just sort of push the can down the road a little bit until we get actually eliminated.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I hope that Jared Poulton is the pre-game first goal kicker.
Yeah.
He kicked that one after the siren in 02. So, is that a quiz question? Who knows? Let's get on with the quiz, actually. Segways.
Yep. Segways, I could have picked that game, but did anything else happen Can Bryce even remember Jared Poulton kicking that goal?
Jared Poulton had a big kick 50 metres out, bitch, dead
had
in front.
Had a tattoo. He had a tattoo.
What else about that game could you tell me?
Was that the SCG?
Yep, SCG. Amelia's dad, Wainos, famously was not there for that last kick, even though they were there. He'd already given up. He started walking
out.
Then he hears the big roar.
That could have been a great quiz question.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, what did Wayne do?
Yeah. Can you tell me some other memorable Sydney games? Ones that you could repeat many moments throughout the game?
No, I can't.
I genuinely don't think I can.
Yeah, I couldn't think of one.
Yeah, no. We did have that comeback against the Swans with Dom Cassisi as captain, I believe. But
2013, maybe.
Yeah.
You're starting to get into territories, you're not going to remember anything.
Yeah, no. Good call.
I reckon the most memorable game is actually the one we lost to Sydney in 2014 when Buddy went berserk in the last quarter. Yeah.
Kicked that monster goal.
Cracking game, but... So I've just gone for an overall Sydney vibe.
It's Blake's quiz.
Actually, no, I have not. I've gone even more specific than that. I've gone with former Sydney player, my boy, O'Leary Alea.
Okay.
O'Leary
Alea. AA, all Australian. AA, O'Leary Alea.
Yeah. Question one. What did Port trade for Alea?
Sam Gray.
I'm going to say a third round draft pick.
Both incorrect. Future second round.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was Sam Gray already there, or what was the deal with that?
I don't know. Let's forget about Sam Gray.
That was just a D list. Yeah. Okay.
Question two. How many goals has he kicked for Port?
Zero.
One.
Correct.
Damn it.
No goals yet. Question three. Apart from North Melbourne, which team has Alea never lost to?
Sydney.
Yeah, Brandon didn't need the clue.
Damn it.
He's one from one.
Wow.
All right, this next one's multiple choice.
Charlie Dixon kicked a great goal in that game, by the way. That's another memorable moment.
Yeah, that's one moment. Question four, multiple choice. How tall is Alea Alea? Is he 187, 191, 195, or 199?
I reckon he's 191.
I reckon he's 187, shorter than he looks.
He's 195.
Teo!
You said 191.
Yeah, I said Wayo because we're both wrong and you can't win.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was like an Ayo, as in, yeah, I got that.
Nah,
that's exactly.
Nah, that's more like a woohoo.
All right, Brandon with an unassailable lead here, but we'll do question five anyways. Now, Brandon, your birthday, I believe, is October 93.
Yep.
Bryce, May 94.
Mm-hmm.
Are you older or younger than Alea Alea?
Older. I think I'm older and Bryce is younger.
You're both older.
Thank you. That's a win for me.
Not
September
the win
94.
It's correct.
Alea. December 94. That's
September
unbelievable.
94.
And we December do podcasts 94. To 100 people a week. So that's all I'm saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, good job.
Stuff.
I take the dub. And I generally don't think Brody probably... Would have. Oh,
no,
he wouldn't have.
He wouldn't have affected that.
Oh, he's been better.
No.
Now, fellas, you're not going to be happy, but there's no Who Am I. There's no.
No.
You promised.
Nah, I tried to come up with something and it just got too complicated and you boys would have crucified me. So.
We love the complications.
Nah, you don't.
Complify it.
Complicate it even more.
No. It's done.
Oh, boy.
You've killed
it.
Your negativity has killed it. I've succumbed to the pressure.
That is unbelievable.
I've
succumbed
fortitude.
To the pressure. What it could be is a once every now and then thing.
Gross.
Well, hang on. Parodies are once every now and then, apparently.
No, barely. I've had like 1 week off.
Brody's tee offs are once every now and then. The only unquestionable thing that we've got is the quiz.
Yeah, well, but the fans really hold out for the Who Am I.
I think they do like the Who Am I. Oh well. Hey,
if there's any fan feedback / one person, Ollie, who says he wants it back, I'll potentially bring it back. But until then, it's good night.
Okay. It's been big,
boys.
I'll
put it out on the Twitter sphere.
Twitter sphere it. Yeah.
Well, get out of the game, as Ross says. Yeah,
get out of the game. Actually, we won't be, Blake, at the game. We'll be celebrating a friend's 30th plus one.
A 31st, then.
Is it a 30th plus one?
I think it's 30.5.
30.5. 30 and a half. So, sorry, Brandon, you're not involved in that one.
That's all right. I'll probably be at the game then.
You get out to the game.
Or watching Stranger Things.
Yeah,
that's actually a very good point. If it's raining, Stranger Things is on. We'll see what happens. It's a hooroo.
Love
for
you.
Me,
bye.
No.
Pears.
1.5.
Love you.
Bye. Hooroo for me. That's Blake signing off.